This is the Composer's Datebook for May 25th. I'm John Burge. When the United States entered World War I, American animosity against all things German resulted in a ban on German symphonic music and operas. During the Second World War, however, musically speaking, things were very different. With America at war with Germany and Italy, music by Wagner and Verdi, for example, continued to be performed in our concert halls and opera houses. In fact, just as the Nazis tried to appropriate German classical music for their propaganda purposes, the Allies adopted the opening notes of Beethoven's Fifth as a Morse code V for victory motive. In our wartime propaganda, Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries accompanied images of Allied bombers racing through the clouds to strike German cities. On May 25, 1944, the combined orchestras of the New York Philharmonic and the NBC Symphony presented a Red Cross benefit concert at Madison Square Garden with Arturo Toscanini conducting. The first half of the program was all Wagner, the second half all Verdi. During the intermission, New York Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia auctioned off Maestro Toscanini's baton.
$1,000 only for the magic wand.
As a grand finale, after the German and Italian music, Toscanini closed with a rousing all-American encore, his own arrangement of John Philip Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever. So, as Walter Cronkite would put it, that's the way it was, May 25th, 1944. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.